Lord Muruga, he's watching very closely through the temples that have been established for him in the United States, all around the world. He's watching very carefully the condition within the home. Giving a talk like this in Singapore, a talk like this in Malaysia, a talk like this in Mauritius, where I had 2.5 hours prime time on television. Explained. These countries, you know, they really mangle their kids. They beat them down until they have no self-will, no identity. Everybody wants to copy the West. Baseball cap on backwards, crazy looking pants, mini skirts. Everybody wants to copy the West. Why not copy the psychiatry, the psychology of the West that teaches a positive discipline, a discipline given with love and understanding, a discipline given that lifts up the children and gives them the value system that is needed to face the world as it is today. Now, how do I know all this? Hotmail. The kids are getting into Hotmail. They all have their own account. They all have their computer and they're writing Gurudeva. Gurudeva. My father beats me, and I'm beaten in school. And if I tell anybody I'm beaten in school, my mother will beat me. At least 3 to 5 times a week, a knock on the head, pinch, a cane across the back, or the legs. So knowing that, what do we do? Call one of our attorneys, call one of our missionary families, and say, call the police. Have them watch this family very closely to protect this child. He had one child put in a foster home, the father put in jail. He took the discipline a little too far and had burns all over his body, plus scars from beatings. How do we know? Pictures were taken and sent to us. So the kids have no option but to leave home in their mind, leave home and eventually with their bodies, and mix with friends who have similar mental, emotional ailments of loss of self-identity. Now, is this the Hinduism of tomorrow? Hope not. But this is the Hinduism of today. And it can be corrected by all of you going forth, representatives of Lord Murugan, and bring peace within every family, within every home. And if you know about the crime of a beating of a child or a wife, if you know about it, you are party to that crime unless you do something to protect that wife and to protect that child. Similarly, if you are driving with a friend in the car and he said, stop at this service station, I'm going into the convenience store, and you stop. And he goes into the convenience store and pulls out a gun and robs that store and jumps back in the car. You are an accomplice to the crime, whether you know it or not. You're an accomplice to the crime. All of a sudden, you become a criminal. Unless you do something about it. That is taking on spiritual responsibility. Inspired by Lord Murugan years ago, came to the conclusion in reading Marriage Vows and walking around the home of fire that if anything goes wrong in the marriage, it is the husband's fault totally, because he brings the wife into his home to love her, to protect her, to keep her happy. Some women, it's more difficult to keep happy than others. That is their karma for this life. He's not to blame her, criticize her, not to argue with her. Gold bangles on her arms until they're so heavy she can't lift them. Golden earrings so long that her ears hurt. That's how she must be treated. And if he doesn't take on that responsibility of his home, and he doesn't take on the responsibility of his wife, he is at fault. Bad karma for him. Now in Asia, women are treated like nothing. Not treated well at all. Though the Vedas say differently. Women should be regarded as goddesses. Women should be treated properly for a proper home to run properly. Because if he takes on the responsibility of his home, and she's made happy, kept happy, her happiness and her shakti and her power and her energy will make him a rich and successful man. He'll never look at another woman, because he won't find one that is as nice, as is as kind, that is as powerful as his own wife. But he must take on that responsibility of his home. And together, they bring children into their home. To raise in love. To raise in conversation. Some Asian countries, if a child asks a question, they're answered with a slap across the face. How brutal can people be? These are mean people. Mean people. In India, just recently, and we're following this up with an attorney there, to see if something was done to the teacher who pulled the ear off of a child in school. It was in the newspapers. We're working with an attorney, two attorneys in New Delhi, sending them books on positive discipline techniques. And they're working with judges in the Supreme Court to cancel the law of corporal punishment in the homes and in the schools in New Delhi and declare it unconstitutional according to the Constitution of India. This matter has gotten out of hand so much. The suicide rate is so high, and the losses are so great, that people are waking up, and that's a new age. And Lord Muruga is on this wake-up team, and all of his many millions of devas.